What if you could have a career where the opportunities are as vast as our nation, where it's not about mission statements, but a shared mission? At U.S. Customs and Border Protection, we go beyond to protect more than borders. From ship to shore, air to ground, cities to local communities, CBP agents and officers are keeping people safe. Join U.S. Customs and Border Protection and go beyond for something far greater than yourself. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.
Now for our story. The Lane family, like all country dwellers, were early risers. The main activities of the day were accomplished in the forenoon after the fortification of a hearty breakfast. It was Aunt Mary's custom to put on a clean print wash dress for the morning chores, both inside and outside the farmhouse. Then, after the lunch dishes were put away and the dinner dessert prepared, she would bathe and freshen up, put on one of the attractive but simple dresses she was so clever at making for herself, and settle down to the quieter tasks: sewing, mending, adding up the egg account. Well, this afternoon, as she emerges from her room wearing a cool blue dress with white collar and cuffs, her son Randy, in a pair of rather greasy blue work trousers, is blandly sitting in an easy chair whose chintz slip cover Aunt Mary had only this morning laundered and replaced.
Randy Lane, look at you.
Huh? What's wrong with me?
Sitting in that chair.
Why? What's the matter with it?
Oh, dear, I guess men just never learn.
Hey, what is this, Mom? Have I committed a crime or something?
No, dear. You just don't know any better, of course, after all these years. Coming in and sitting down in the best chair in those dirty old clothes.
Oh, ye God, that's right. Gosh, I'm sorry, Mom. I forgot all about it. I mean, I do know better, but I forget.
I know you do.
I don't know how I can be so thoughtful. I guess I was thinking about something. Anyway, the cover looks okay. Guess I didn't ruin it.
And if you did, there's no great harm done. But, Randy, I never will understand how you get yourself so dirty. You just put that outfit on clean this morning.
Amazing, isn't it? Well, I was working under the truck, for one thing. That accounts for the grease. And then, let me see, I whitewashed the back chicken house. That accounts for the paint. And I was lost. Well, anyway, you see, it's good, honest dirt.
I never will forget when you and Peggy were youngsters. Sundays, I'd get you all dressed up for Sunday school. Peggy would stay neat as a pin all day. But you? Oh, I was lucky if you got out of the house after breakfast without having to change.
Awful, ain't it?
No. No, Randy, you're a wonderful son.
Handsome, too, don't you?
You do, I think.
Well, now, let me tell you something. You know what?
What?
You may be a tyrant about cleanliness, but I think even with that drawback, that you're just about the best-looking gal on 2 feet.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Really, Mom? I think you're the nicest-looking gal for miles around. You always look so trim and so neat. I don't know what it is. Some women have the knack and some haven't. Just the way you dress and your hair. And that lovely complexion, too.
What are you trying to do, Randy? Make me self-conscious?
And those big, clear eyes. You know, they say the eyes are the window of the soul. Yours really are, Mom. You know, a person couldn't look at you without realizing you're a fine, honest, intelligent person.
Well, Randy, makes me very happy to know you feel that way.
Oh, lady, you have no idea.
Woo-hoo!
It's Lily.
Anybody home?
Hey, come on in, beautiful.
Oh, hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hope it's okay my dropping in without phoning first.
Well, I should hope so. Sit down, Lily. Sit in that nice chair with the flowers on it. That is, if you're clean.
Oh, that's a fine thing to say.
Randy. Oh, Lily, don't pay any attention to him. He's teasing me, that's all.
Well, how should I know if he's eligible? Mom just banished me out of it, Lily. Said I wasn't clean enough to deserve such an honor.
Well, pal, you're not what I call immaculate there, Randy, you see.
Look, Miss Lily Devon, I'm an honest son of toil.
You don't say.
But I do.
Well, honest, maybe.
Tell us about the supper club, Lily. How's it getting along?
Oh, yeah, that's why I came out. I wanted to invite you all to the opening of Dell's guest.
Okay, wow,
that's wild. Isn't it? Then Dell's coming down for the weekend.
Oh, no, she won't be able to. But she gave me special instructions in her last letter that I was to invite the Lane family as guests of the house. I think you'll have a good time. At least I hope you will. We're going to spread ourselves up this evening, you know. We're taking reservations, and well, we've been selling very well.
Hey, that's okay.
I do hope it's going to be a success. And you can count on our being there for the opening.
Well, Aunt Mary, that includes Bill Mead, of course. to bring Peggy.
Peggy will be pleased. I know she's looking forward to it.
Well, that's settled. Aunt Mary, I have an awful confession to make.
Oh?
I'm starving to death. You wouldn't happen to have an old dry crust of bread I could munch on, would you?
Well, of course I have, Lily.
I forgot all about lunch today, and I just realized.
Well, I'll fix you something right away, dear.
Say, Mom, I opened that Limburger I brought home, and as long as Lily's company, I'll share it with her.
Oh, Randy, you do no such thing. I'll make her a ham sandwich and give her a piece of that apple pie.
Fine thing. Come out here and bum a meal right off the bat.
No, Pooh. Really, I don't understand how a wonderful person like Aunt Mary could have such a disappointing son.
She likes me.
Poor dear, she's stuck with you. She's just making the best of it, being brave.
Well, maybe you're right, Lily. I guess I am pretty much of a menace. Do you think there's any hope for me at all?
I doubt it.
Maybe all I need is the love of a good woman.
Oh, brother.
You don't happen to know one, do you? I mean one who'd like to reform an incorrigible guy with no bad habits?
I'll look around, let you know.
You know, I'm awfully glad you came out today. I haven't seen much of you these last weeks.
Yeah, I've been chasing myself around in circles. Oh, but it's been worth it. The place looks beautiful, Randy. I honestly think we're going to go over big.
Huh?
We've got an orchestra coming down from Chicago for the opening, and a wonderful chef.
Good food, good music. I should think that ought to be half the battle. Not to mention a beautiful hostess. What are you going to wear, Lily? I hope it's something with spangles.
Spangles? Oh, not quite.
May I consider myself as your escort for the evening? I can pick you up at the hotel.
Oh, but, Randy, I have to be there early. Always a lot of last-minute things to attend to, you know.
Well, that's okay, but I mean, in between things, I'd like to see what you and my date. You won't be running around being hostess all the time, will you?
No, I guess not.
I mean, you'll have time to sit down with us or have a dance or something ever so often, won't you?
Oh, sure, but I...
Fine. You know, I'm really looking forward to it. I haven't been in a nightclub in ages. I rather enjoy it every once in a while. Especially if I have a beautiful blonde gal to look after. Hey, suppose you tell me what color dress yours will be. I'll get your corsage. Even if I have to wire Chicago.
Randy, I've been trying to tell you.
What?
Well, you see, I have an escort for the evening.
You have? Oh, so that's it.
You didn't give me a chance to explain, Randy.
Oh, you don't need to explain, Lily. Suppose you're importing some guy from the big city?
No.
Well, don't tell me it's one of the local boys.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. In a way.
What do you mean, in a way? Is it or isn't it?
It's David Bowman, Randy.
David Bowman? Well, I'll be gone.
I'm very fond of Mr. Bowman. He's been nice to him. We have a good time talking about things.
David Bowman, of all people.
Well, I don't know why you act so surprised.
I'm not surprised, exactly, but well, maybe I am. I didn't know that you and David knew each other that well.
No, we do. And I think he's one of the nicest men I've ever known.
Randy Lane was surprised at the sense of disappointment Lily's information had given him. He'd gone blithely along, assuming that Lily would be only too glad to consider him her special escort the night the supper club opened. He'd imagined himself as cutting quite a figure, sitting at a table with the beautiful blonde hostess, perhaps arousing the envy of the other local young men. It hadn't occurred to him that there was anything more to it than that. But now he felt a real pang of regret. And yet, he told himself, David Bowman could hardly be seriously considered as a rival for Lily's interest in any real sense. But perhaps you're wrong, Randy. It may be that David supplied something for which Lily Devine has been longing all her life. A sense of security. A sense of protection.